Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Being with Dying by Joan Halifax is a grounded, humane guide to meeting death with presence rather than avoidance. Drawing on her long experience accompanying people at the end of life, Halifax explores what it means to sit close to suffering without being overwhelmed by it or turning away. The book weaves together contemplative practice, ethical reflection, and the practical realities faced by patients, families, and caregivers. Instead of presenting death as a problem to solve, it invites readers to develop the inner stability and compassion needed to be truly helpful in moments when fixes are limited. Halifax pays attention to the emotional and spiritual intensity that arises around dying, including fear, grief, anger, tenderness, and love. She also addresses the challenges of modern healthcare settings and the pressures that can harden or exhaust those who serve. The result is an accessible, practice-oriented resource for anyone seeking a wiser relationship with mortality and a more skillful way to accompany others. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, learning to stay present at the edge of life. A central theme of the book is the cultivation of steady presence in situations where fear and uncertainty are intense. Halifax emphasizes that being with dying is not primarily about saying the right words, but about showing up with attention, humility, and steadiness. Readers are guided to notice common reactions such as tightening, dissociation, compulsive fixing, or emotional shutdown, and to see these patterns as understandable human defenses rather than personal failures. From that recognition, the work becomes learning how to return to the moment through simple, repeatable practices that stabilize the mind and soften the heart. The book highlights the difference between empathy that overwhelms and compassion that remains connected while staying functional. This distinction matters in end-of-life care, where strong emotions can lead to either avoidance or over-identification. By focusing on embodied awareness, breath, and an honest relationship to discomfort, Halifax frames presence as a trainable capacity. The payoff is practical: more clarity in communication, fewer harmful impulses, and a greater ability to be a supportive companion for the dying person and their loved ones. Secondly, compassion as a skill. From sentiment to service, Halifax treats compassion not as a vague feeling, but as an ethical and psychological competency that can be developed. The book explores how authentic compassion includes warmth and care, while also requiring discernment, boundaries, and the willingness to face difficult truths. In end-of-life contexts, sentimentality can become a form of escape, while detached professionalism can become a form of armor. Halifax proposes a middle path where the caregiver remains open and kind, yet does not collapse into the suffering of others. This approach supports wiser decisions, especially when patients experience pain, confusion, regret, or existential distress. The reader is encouraged to examine motivations, the desire to be needed, to control outcomes, to avoid guilt, or to protect one's image as a good helper. By bringing these motives into awareness, compassion becomes less reactive and more reliable. The book also attends to the relational field around dying, including family dynamics, unresolved conflict, and the complex needs of medical teams. Compassion in this framing is active and responsive, listening carefully, telling the truth gently, and offering a calm presence that helps others access their own resilience. Thirdly, fearlessness and acceptance in the face of mortality. Fearlessness in the book is presented as a realistic, grounded quality rather than bravado. Halifax invites readers to see how fear around death can drive avoidance, denial, or aggression, and how these reactions can harm both the dying and those who care for them. Fearlessness arises through practicing acceptance of impermanence and learning to meet uncertainty without demanding guarantees. The book supports readers in differentiating between what can be influenced, such as comfort measures and emotional support, and what cannot be controlled, such as the timing and shape of dying. By working with mortality directly, fear can become a teacher that clarifies values and priorities. Halifax also points toward how contemplative practice can help people sit with the unknown and the unresolvable, including questions of meaning, loss, and spiritual concern. Rather than insisting on a single worldview, the book leaves space for diverse beliefs while emphasizing universal human experiences at the end of life. This fearlessness benefits not only caregivers, but anyone who wants to live with less avoidance and more honesty, making daily life more vivid and relationships more sincere. Fourthly, ethics, communication, and the realities of care settings. Being with dying often takes place inside complex systems, and Halifax addresses the ethical tensions that arise in clinical and caregiving environments. Decisions about treatment limits, symptom management, and goals of care can bring conflict among patients, families, and professionals. The book highlights the importance of clear, compassionate communication and of recognizing power dynamics that may silence the vulnerable. Halifax encourages readers to develop moral sensitivity, noticing when fear, bias, or institutional pressure is shaping choices, and then returning to what best serves the dignity and well-being of the dying person. Attention is also given to the subtle ways language can soothe or injure, especially when people are exhausted or frightened. In addition, the book acknowledges cultural and spiritual differences that affect how death is understood and how care is received. By inviting curiosity and respect, Halifax advocates for care that is both person-centered and context-aware. This topic connects the inner work of presence and compassion with external skill, negotiating difficult conversations, supporting family members in distress, collaborating with teams, and maintaining integrity when the environment is stressful or constrained. Lastly, care for the caregiver, avoiding burnout and compassion fatigue. Halifax places strong emphasis on sustaining those who serve the dying. End-of-life work can expose caregivers to repeated grief, moral distress, and emotional overload. The book explains how burnout and compassion fatigue often develop not from caring itself, but from chronic stress, lack of support, and unexamined patterns of overfunctioning or self-neglect. Halifax encourages caregivers to cultivate practices that restore balance, including reflection, mindfulness, community, and honest assessment of limits. Boundaries are treated as an expression of compassion rather than a failure of commitment. The reader is guided to watch for warning signs such as cynicism, numbness, irritability, or a compulsion to rescue, and to respond with appropriate self-care and supervision. Another important idea is that caregiving can be a path of meaning when it includes grief literacy and the capacity to be touched without being destroyed. By integrating inner resilience with practical strategies, Halifax supports a model of service that is sustainable over years. This makes the book useful not only in hospice contexts, but also for clinicians, chaplains, social workers, and family members who want to remain steady, kind, and effective. In conclusion, this book is well suited for hospice volunteers, nurses, physicians, chaplains, social workers, therapists, and family caregivers, as well as anyone who wants to relate to mortality with more honesty and less fear. Readers who are not working in healthcare can still benefit because the practices and reflections apply to everyday losses, aging, and the inevitability of change. The most practical gift of the book is its emphasis on trainable capacities, steadiness, clear seeing, compassion with boundaries, and the ability to remain present when outcomes cannot be controlled. These qualities can improve communication, reduce reactivity, and deepen relationships, especially during crisis. Compared to many end-of-life titles that focus mainly on medical decisions or personal memoir, Halifax offers an integrated approach that combines lived caregiving experience with contemplative training and ethical awareness. That blend makes it useful both as a guide for immediate situations and as a long-term companion for inner development. It is worth buying because it does not promise easy comfort, yet it provides concrete ways to be genuinely helpful, protecting both the dignity of the dying person and the well-being of the caregiver. If you would like to support Joan Halifax, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.